Parts About the Locker Room chat continues here tonight on KNVA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. We got Scott Berger joining us. That is Sabetha Boys basketball coach. Conversation with the coach presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance as well. Blue Jays continue to keep on winning. Still undefeated, 12-0. Back to number one in the latest 3A ranks, according to the KBCA. And midseason tournament win, coach, wins over Paola, Burlington, and Ottawa to capture that Burlington tournament last week. Just kind of take us back and give us an overall takeaway from that midseason tournament victory.
Three good games, I would say. I thought we played well all three. We played Paola the first round and gave us an opportunity to play a lot of kids as we, most of the fourth quarter and part of the third, we were able to use our bench and but Paola did a great job. They're a bigger school, so they've got athletic kids, and they made us work for the things that maybe we haven't had to. And so overall, it was a good game for us. And Burlington, it could be our best game of the three. They're a good team, and we kind of jumped on them and just continued every quarter. And it was just a good win because they're a team that comes at you and they really attack you, and we don't see that very often. And then the last game was by far our toughest game, Ottawa, and they're just quick and athletic and very well coached. And we led most of the game, but we just slowly opened it up. And I don't know, maybe halfway through the fourth, we got up about 9 or 10 points and held on. So all three games were good for us. All three games made us do things maybe that we haven't done in the past. So it was a good tournament for us.
57-40 over Paola. It was 70-43 over Burlington, and then 55-43 in the championship over Ottawa. And we've talked about it multiple times, but Matt Garber, again, he was the tournament MVP, had 29 in the championship game. I think we're kind of running out of things to say about how good he really is.
He's good. And he can score very well. He's great at the free throw line, and he just loves basketball. But, you know, he's got some really good teammates, too. And I think they complement each other. And we had several kids play well down at Burlington, and they're just a group that gets along. And so even though, you know, we mentioned Matt, there's four other guys out there playing with him at all the time, and everybody has their role, and everybody plays that role very well. And so it's just a fun group to watch, and I think they enjoy each other a lot.
Well, and that was kind of going into my next point. You already kind of dove into it a little bit. Was who are kind of the unsung heroes? I mean, there's other guys who are providing great minutes, giving you some solid production, no doubt. But I guess more specifically with the Burlington tournament, outside of Garber, just a couple guys who have maybe stepped up for you and played well.
It's been kind of the same guys all year so far. We have Christian McPhee, who's just really hard to handle down low. He's a strong post and plays very smart. And if he gets the ball, it's hard to stop him. Davis Roque, he's just very consistent. You know, he's the 15-point guy, 8 or 9 rebound guy, and he can play in and out. And with his length, he causes problems on the defensive end. And then we also have another senior, Nolde House, who he kind of does a little things. He's a rebounder and passer. And then our other starter is Marcus Malman, and Marcus just provides a little bit of everything. He's a great outside shooter. He's shooting 47% from three-point range, and he always guards their best player, so he's a really good defender. And then our other two seniors who have complimented us a lot are Preston Michael, who's been playing really well for us. He's a great passer and has led our team to assist several games, and he takes pride in that. And then we have a little guard, Nathan Booth, a senior, who comes in and plays hard, and he provides minutes for our other guards and rest. So, and then we have a bunch of juniors, and it's they're a good group. And in most years, they would be playing this year, but they just got some guys who have a lot of experience, and they're very good in front of them. And you know, they're just going to have to. You know, their role next year is going to be totally different than this year. And we're excited about our entire team. I think we're very deep, and I think it's going to help us in the run here.
Yeah, I'm glad you threw out Preston Michael. Saw the game a couple weeks ago at Perry, and I thought he was very key helping you guys win that game a couple of weeks ago. Now let's turn the tide here. You get Silver Lake on Friday. You go on the road. What can you tell us about Silver Lake and a matchup there this week?
Well, they were down at Burlington, so we saw them a couple different games, and they're an athletic team. They really like to shoot the three. They really like to take the ball to hit the hole at you. And so anytime you face a team like that, if they get hot, they're always a tough opponent. And so we're aware of that, but we're also excited about that. We're ready to get back on the court. We gave the kids some time off here, and they needed it. You know, you're at that time of the year where you're tired. And so we started practice again yesterday, and I felt like the kids looked fresh, and they're ready to go. And we just realized that we can't look at our record. We can't look at our ranking. We've got to look at getting better because, you know, it's going to be 5 weeks, and Substate will be here. And so we're going to be playing our best ball at that time.
Great stuff as always. So that's the boys basketball coach Scott Berger coming off a tournament win at Burlington. Still undefeated, but a long way to go. They go to Silver Lake on Friday. Games on the Sabetha Channel and on Kansaland Radio as well. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see you at Silver Lake on Friday.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.